It's Thursday, and these pre-podcast conversations are getting better and better. Today, Kyle and I were talking about what it would take to burn down an old dealership. I mean,
let's go.
The people really want to know who I is and who I be. They stop and stare when they see me. If instead of once, no need to repeat. Run up on me, watch
your... All right, we got a few things to talk about today.
Here's the thing, Paul.
I wonder if I feel like we have to couch everything we're starting with now.
Here's the thing, Paul. So what we really mean about burning the dealership down is there's some figurative pieces of that, right?
First of all, we want to put legally at the end of that sentence.
Legally, right? We'll get the fire department involved. All of-
Before we do it.
Before we do it.
They're going to be involved anyway.
But here's the thing, right? And we're going to get into it. But the idea is, and I had a good friend, Tom Ryan, who some of the listeners may know, but a couple years ago, almost 3 years ago, the very first conversation I had with Tom Ryan was in a room with the executive team at the group that I was at. And, everybody was kind of asking questions. Well, what if, what happens if, and he just said, whoa, stop. Right. And he said, I'm not saying that this is absolutely necessary for everybody, but what we were about to walk into was moving from a traditional dealership, sales model to single point of contact, one price. And he said the difference between success and failure is whether or not you're willing to burn the boat.
Ooh, okay. Now,
right.
We know the illustration, right? You get to the island, and until you burn the ship, there's always a way back. That's what you're referring to, right?
Exactly. If the ship is still, if we're going to the new land, if we're Columbus and we're going to the new land, and we want to conquer the land, live in the land, inhabit the land, and grow the land, and something goes wrong, if the ship is still there, then we can go back where we came from. Right?
Yep.
The difference is if the ship isn't there, then we have to figure out where we're at.
Right. While it's parked there, it's always in your mind, well, we still could try, right? We could always go back, or at least try to go back.
Yep. And so when we say burning a dealership, now, we had a good friend who will not go unmentioned in a podcast episode.
We didn't mention him last week or yesterday.
Yesterday.
The Darren Doan. He shall go unmentioned. So there may or may not have been some conversation. Actually, this is kind of a third-hand conversation. I think that's what he said, but maybe he didn't even say that. But either way, I know he meant it.
Yes.
So there's conversation about like, hey, how can we get people's attention? Obviously, and Darren's a no trespassing sign walker over, a troublemaker, and he's just rock and roll, right? He's pumped. You look at all the music videos he made, and a lot of them involve fire.
Right.
So really, that's kind of his default. Well, we need to burn something, right?
So that's where we got kind of this idea that, but we took it, much, much more past the literal to the figurative. And the idea is that the way that we've always done things it's not just iteration, it's reinvention. Right. Mm-hmm. That might have to happen in your dealership and in your store. And No More True is one of the largest organizations that we brought up yesterday on the podcast that started almost 20 years ago.
Good segue. We didn't have any good segues yesterday.
We didn't do any good segues.
That was a good one.
We had to come back with it. But Facebook has come out saying that they are looking to do a total rebrand in an effort to look forward at a metaverse version of their platforms.
So I wonder if that means like a new name. Like, remember now that I'm thinking about it a little bit more, rebrand the company, because remember they rebranded Instagram by Facebook, right? Because they needed to get some of the social credibility because, Facebook needed the help, needed the PR help, and Instagram kind of had a better... persona. So they're like, oh, make sure people know, like, Instagram, the platform you love, is by Facebook, the platform you don't love. So the fact that they're rebranding, I wonder if it means a new, or if it's going to be like Facebook Meta or something dumb. I hope it's different. Like, I think.
Or they're just going to call it Metaverse.
No. Hold on. I just found another article. Facebook is planning to change its company name next week to reflect its focus on building the metaverse.
Wow.
According to a source with direct knowledge. So changing the name. Facebook is about to be a relic, the name.
If you know Facebook, you know that they've been purchasing these companies. So between Instagram, WhatsApp, they've got, they see other Messenger ones, Oculus. As kind of a Oculus, yep. as kind of separate companies. So, they've already been like drawing more iterations of social space into their platform. And so to kind of have a maybe even just a new umbrella brand, I wonder what it's going to look like. But the idea that that they've got to reinvent themselves to stay relevant, to stay on the leading edge of social media technology, of this virtual world that kind of we're living in, all interestingly enough on the heels of one of their biggest days of disaster a few weeks ago,
yeah.
Right when everything shut down and DNS records couldn't be found. And I'm sitting here thinking as we're talking, like the speed at which companies are acting and reacting
to the right shifting now, world.
It's so fast.
Yeah. Like how they used to have to go through like crazy levels of board approval and all this. Right. But the heat gets turned up. The whole thing gets tipped on its side. You're like, all right, we're pulling roots. What's the new plan? How can we set up camp a new way? Right? It's almost like nothing's bolted down at this point.
And it's not. I mean, even in automotive, we think about that. I was just walking through this with some people last week at Digital Dealer, where at any point, you could wake up to a news article tomorrow.
Yep.
That totally shifts your new car, used car, service, parts, business for the next 6 months. And if you're not ready and willing to both act and react to that news, and you're just holding on to, at some point it's going to get back to quote unquote normal.
This illustration just popped in my head. It's like you're living in the bottom of a pool, an empty pool. And when water starts to come in, you bolt yourself to the ground. And the water's going to fill up, and that's what's going to happen if you wait for it to go back. Even if the water recedes again, it's going to be too late. The water only needs to be over your head for a few minutes, right? I mean, it's a little morbid, but it's true.
Yeah.
But it's true. Like, we don't know when it's going to be full of water. The pool that we happen to be in today. Shout out to my friend Bobby Rosa on LinkedIn, who builds really great custom pools, by the way. Follow him. Bobby Rosa, if he hears this podcast or see, check out his LinkedIn. It's so much fun to watch, even if you're not in for a custom pool. But either way, so really cool. Talking about this change and the metaverse, you might even ask, I mean, it's metaverse is a little bit this way.
Can I do that?
But a little nerdy, but at the same time, it is popular culture. It's going to become more popular culture. Metaverse is just a broad term. I don't think it's really even fully definable at this point, but it's basically a world that happens in a virtual environment. So if you think of yourself playing a video game, right, or first person, you're in that universe. That isn't the real universe. It's a metaverse. It's like a subsection. Like meta is like a sublayer below what's actually happening. So the metaverse is there. But now it's like blockchain and cryptocurrency. You can buy and trade like virtual land. It's not really land, but it does occupy a distinct virtual space in the metaverse. I heard something on the radio yesterday where they said there's now like several experts in like neurotechnology and like real futurists. And they're saying there's a high probability that our existence right now is in a metaverse simulation being run by those people who are coming after us that wanted to see what it would have been like in our world. Like, I'm not going anywhere close to that.
So actually, this just reminded me of a book I read back in college in an economics class was the book "The World Is Flat" by Thomas Friedman, and the whole philosophy is that it's not a flat world idea. It's an economics book. So when you think about the world being flat, it's that everybody I think that's the book. Yeah. But the idea, from an economic perspective is that there was this through the 1900s that everything kind of everything traded now seamlessly between countries and between economic environments, right? But in what's interesting about that, there's still segmentation in economics because of countries or states or cities. But in a metaverse, all of that lives in a totally different arena, right? Where cryptocurrencies or gamification or anything like that actually lives in a totally different, it's a parallel mm-hmm. state of interacting with the world. And so when we talk about like crossing boundaries and not having boundaries anymore to yeah. operate, whether it be culturally or economically or anything like that.
They're being written as we speak. Like there aren't any. It's wild. And even yeah. when a boundary comes up, it's like, is that really a boundary? Why is it a boundary? Because they said it's a boundary. Well, watch this, right? And all exactly. of a sudden it's a different reality or a different rule and stake in the ground. So I know it could seem like we're getting many layers deep today, but I think the point we're trying to make is that you're in that right now. Whether or not you acknowledge it or not, this is the state of what's going on around you. Unless you do something like grow corn or milk cows, right? Something that is just very clear cut. And yes, it's assisted by technology, but like there's not going to be any virtual milking of a cow, right? I still need to drink real milk, right? That latte needs to be right. But unless you're doing that, and if you're listening to this podcast, you're not doing that. As a living anyway, that's what we're talking about. Like this is the reality of not only where you are now, but where it's going. And if you don't have to be like a full-fledged adopter of it. You don't say like, well, I'm not a technologist. I'm not a futurist. That's fine. But you have to have your head up. You have to have your head on a swivel. At least being aware of these things are going to help you make better decisions across the board in business, across the board of business and in your personal life as well. So we're trying to bring you those things from all those different corners as we see them, so that you can at least be aware. And then, at differing levels of involvement, you're going to start to implement and execute and watch some people who do it in front of you, but that's okay. We're all on this journey. We watch other people doing it. You're going to watch us. You're going to watch each other. And then the goal is that all of us just take some measured steps forward every day.
Yeah, and I think that's what we're asking people that are listening, either like today or long time in the future, that the idea is to take a step forward, right? Yes. To take that first step forward into something that might feel unknown now, but will be known once you take the step.
Yes, absolutely.
And getting past that, like there's the unknown and getting to the known is, it starts to be really freeing. And you start to, like you said, you start to get your eyes even further up. And all of a sudden, the more steps you take, the more things you see around you. I'll never forget the first time I went to Haiti, and it was like how much my worldview, my perception of people just expanded, right? And so
it felt like you got dropped into a metaverse, I bet.
Exactly. Yeah. And so you can take those steps locally. You don't have to go to Haiti to feel that. But in your business and in anything, like take a step to step into the unknown. Like we said yesterday, like turn on the video camera. If you haven't shared your video with us yet, do it.
Come on.
And I guarantee it'll be more fun once you take the steps.
Yeah. If you haven't done it yet, just make a piece of content, tag us on LinkedIn, whether Kyle, myself, or Contagious, our page, and we'll make sure we give you some love and show you, but that's what it is. Just better than yesterday. You don't have to win today, right? Just better than yesterday. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. One more day, Friday. We'll see what we can't talk. What?
1% today, and tomorrow at the end of the year is 365%. Let's go.
Go!
Everywhere I go, the people really want to know who I is and who I be. They stop and stare when they see me. If instead of once, no need to repeat. Run up on me, watch you fall to your knees. Tip my hat.